Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week, our focus on these morning devotion broadcast will be on a time of remembrance. Yesterday's message here at Deer Run, we talked about this ultimate meal, the gathering of Jesus with his disciples in the upper room and the events that flowed out of that as they shared together in a Passover meal, in a meal of remembrance, and spent time that evening that Jesus was arrested and taken off the trial. And the importance that Jesus put on the need for the disciples to have a means of remembering not just him as a person, but of remembering what was about to happen. Remembering the Lamb of God taking away the sin of the world through the shedding of his blood, the giving of his body. And so throughout this week, we're going to be looking at various things that the Bible says we ought to remember as we approach Resurrection Sunday and a time where the world pauses. And many may not understand why they pause to celebrate a day on the calendar or to remember a day marked Easter. But for Christians, for believers in Jesus, we celebrate the resurrection. A living God, one that is with us. One that set us free. One that marked the doorpost of our heart with his own blood so that the angel of death would pass over. So today, as we begin the broadcast part of the week, we're going to talk about the need to remember to be generous. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 6, Paul writes, and says, "Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously." There's another principle that goes along with that that isn't directly mentioned there, and that's not only will you reap in quantity, in proportion to what you sow, you also reap in quality, in proportion to what you sow. If you sow bean seed, a few of them, you cannot expect to reap an abundant harvest of corn. You will reap a small amount of beans. If you sow corn in abundance, you can't really expect to harvest a small amount of beans. The expectation, the natural process, will bring about a great harvest of corn. And Paul wants us to know, God wants us to know, that that's true in the way we live life, not just in agricultural terms. If we're stingy with our kindness, we should not expect a lot of kindness to come back to us. If we're generous with our goodness, then we can anticipate a great harvest of goodness returning. Now, the difficulty with this principle of harvest is there's always a time span of some length between when we plant and when we harvest. And when it comes to our actions, when it comes to the generosity God desires that we live with, we don't tend to like that delay. We want our generosity to be rewarded immediately. And God says it takes time to grow. And there are times where the generosity that we sow in this life is not harvested until we reach the eternal life. And we see what God has produced in our life because of the generosity we chose to live with. Now, obviously, when we think about remembering to be generous, here in the United States of America, we immediately put our hand over our wallet and say, wait a minute. Don't be talking about giving away my money. And God's desire is that we are generous with our money. We are generous with our possessions, but He doesn't stop there, and He doesn't necessarily even make that the most important area of generosity in our life. One of the reasons the Bible talks so much about money, and it's one of the highest topics that Jesus taught about, is because we have such an obsession with it. We somehow have a tendency as humans to make gods out of it. That's why Jesus says you cannot serve both God and mammon, or money, or possessions. You'll love one and hate the other, or you'll hate the one and love the other. And so for many that fear that generosity is talking about our money is the hurdle that has to be addressed, that has to be dealt with, so that it includes our money. But in the same token, if our generosity is only about money, we miss a vast part of what God wants us to be generous with. His desire is that we are generous with our money, with our time, with our talents and abilities, with our attitudes, good attitudes. Some people are generous with attitude, but it's not a pleasing one. You see, this life that God wants us to live is a life that says when we sow good things, we will reap in proportion to what we've chosen to sow. And so He tells us in His Word to remember that. And when we have opportunity to consider planting seeds according to the harvest that you would like to see happen. But what if we took it a step further and decided we would plant seeds according to the harvest that God wants to happen? You might say, well, what kind of harvest does God want? Well, the Bible says God's desire, His will, the harvest that He would most want to see happen is that no one would perish, but that all would come to repentance. And if we desire to see a great harvest according to God's will, then we ought to be planting in great measure the seeds of repentance, the seeds of relationship with Jesus, the seeds of, well, that bear the fruit of the Spirit, And therefore the seeds of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, seeds that are planted by the attitudes of our heart, the actions of our life, the interactions with loved ones, with strangers, with enemies, with everyone. You see, God's desire is that we remember to be generous in the things that produce a harvest of righteousness. And so we plant those things in our own life. We plant those things in the lives of those around us. We plant those in our workplace. We plant those in our school. We plant those in our church gatherings. We plant those in our home. There's so often that we can look at the activity of young people that we deem to be highly inappropriate. And it many times does not take long before we see that what's being produced is in accordance with what had been planted in their life. And sometimes that planting was by parents, but oftentimes that planting was their allowance of the seeds of the enemy to take root. And so when we consider what it looks like to be generous, God says, examine His Word, pay attention to His Spirit, learn how to love like Jesus loves. A man who walked this earth with no real earthly possessions, no property or home or place to call his, a man who continually gave because his nature was that of his father. Remember to be generous in all ways, at all times, to all people. And in so doing, you can anticipate that at the proper time, in the fullness of time, God's time, you will reap a harvest if you don't become weary in doing good. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God who has been generous with us because of your great love. You love us in a way that is almost impossible for us to comprehend because it is so pure and so right and so without fault that it's not like our love. And yet you continue to be generous in planting seeds of that love in our life. As we come to you and surrender, we receive the gift of your Spirit to help us. And so, God, today, in every way that we can, help us to choose, help us to remember, help us to be generous. And Father, whether it's the stinginess of our possessions, whether it's the stinginess of our time, or the stinginess of our love and compassion, may we today remember your instruction to be generous in the things that produce the harvest that you desire. A harvest of righteousness, a harvest that comes about as people respond obediently to you. And so God, today, as we remember to be generous, help us to see how to express our generosity in ways that are beneficial. Not simply throwing money at problems that is done in a way that helps us to avoid being involved. Sometimes money isn't the solution. But also not withholding money when it is the solution. Give us wisdom that the seeds we plant will produce the harvest that is desired. give us wisdom to be generous in the planting of whatever it is that we have from you. Your word tells us that every good and perfect gift comes from above, and you have given it to us for the purpose of planting those seeds in our own life, for the purpose of planting those seeds in the lives of others, for the purpose of producing a great harvest. So God, as we go about life today, wherever that takes us, may our desire to reap a generous harvest be evident by our willingness to plant generously all of the good things that you have bestowed upon us. And Father, at the top of that list of those things that we plant generously, may it be Jesus. May we live for Him. May we talk about Him. May we not only desire Him, but may we share Him. And as we lift up Jesus today, may many be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.